Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So last Sunday of the year is where we're at right now. Yeah. Just heading into 2020, new decade, all of that kind of good stuff. So
I know. It's going to be a big one. Man, time has just flown. I can't believe it's going to be here before you know it.
It is. It is. And what happens at the beginning of January is a lot of houses go on the market.
Yep. And mine will be going.
So if you want Danielle's house, go ahead and call in. But basically, you know, a lot of houses go on the market in January because people are past all the holidays and everything.
Yep.
And they're ready to sell their house. And so there's a lot of opportunities and everything out there, which there always are in Central Florida, but it just gives you a few more options and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, and there are people start looking too, because that's something that is their goal. And as people start to get their taxes done and they get theirs, their big lump sums back and everything like that, they can go ahead and purchase the home. So it's just kind of the home buying season, not like it's a bad season any other time, but it just seems like we have more people wanting to do it, you know, starting in January.
Yeah, what are the better way to use your, you know, income tax or refund than a down payment on a new place?
Yeah, otherwise, you know, usually it just goes away.
Yeah. And I always see these things that they post, you know, like when you get your income tax in February, you're eating lobster. And then like March, you're doing, you know, I don't know, let's say Taco Bell. And then like the next month, you're eating ramen noodles or something like that. So
exactly.
You know, instead of going all out like that, you know, let's go ahead and get you a house. And then you can cook that grill, you know, grill or cook that lobster there at your new place, you know.
That's
why
right.
Not?
That's right. So it's a good thing. So so anyway, we always say that it's always a good time to buy a house in Central Florida. We do have a pretty stable market that there's at least 2,000 properties usually selling every month, and it goes up to maybe 3,000 or so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but there's always properties selling. And as you drive around town, you can see that there's always tons of new construction and everything out there as well. And so, you know, and I just think it's fascinating that there are probably at least 100 developments throughout Central Florida. I know in each quadrant, like I know in the northwest quadrant, there's at least 60. And so if you just look at that in each of the quadrants, you know, you're going to have well over 100 developments. So it's like when you're looking at a new home and you're thinking, where do I want to go or what do I want to do? You know, it's not worth your time, really, in my opinion, to go into all of those developments. It's better to use us to actually point you in the right direction, because sometimes you're going to have the same floor plans and some of the same in different developments, but the HOAs are different. The locations are different.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of things right there that it could be one right next to each other, and it could be a big difference in regards to your lifestyle and what you want to have. And we just want to make sure that you find that right thing for you.
Yeah, I see it all the time. People are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this was there. And it's literally right down the street, you know, like you said, a couple streets over, maybe a neighborhood over or something like that. And it might have something more that they want. And then the HOAs, like you said, are going to be very different, very, very different. I mean, you can pull up into one and you could pay $50 a month and all it includes is the light for the front neighborhood sign.
Yeah.
Or the neighborhood right next door could be gated, cable, all this great jazz is included, and it's like $300. But that might be something that you want and you might not know because you're thinking, oh, this is the only thing out there. I went to see my grandmother the other day, and she lives out in Newport Richey. So when I go to see her, I travel up, I go I-4 to 75, but then I get off on, I think it's County Road 54. And I swear to goodness, every single time I go and see her, which is every couple months, it seems like, they have built so much over there. And that's going to be like the new, I think they call that New Tampa is what they call it. And I mean, that's another location that, I mean, I was just floored yesterday. There was just so much new construction going on over there. And before, I mean, it was nothing. Literally like 3 months ago, I didn't see nearly as much as I've seen today. So, I mean, that's even another location. And it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's only an hour from Orlando or even Kissimmee. So, I mean, if you want to get a little bit further out, I mean, we can even go that far out because I had stopped and looked in and I was looking at some of the builders. They have some different builders out there. than what we have here. But I saw like MI, DR Horton and things like that. But there was a couple other different ones that I haven't seen here in Central Florida per se. But again, like you said, I mean, you just keep driving and it's like, oh my gosh, where's all this coming from? So it's really nice because I see Publixes are coming up. I see AutoZones are coming up. Those storage cubes are everywhere. And then, you know, you've got all these nice new construction and gas stations. So, I mean, the jobs are going and the housing is too.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, I think it was a week or two ago that the unemployment rate came out for Florida and it was 2.5%, or I don't know if it was Central Florida or for Florida. But obviously, that means that there is, you know, tons of opportunity and everything that's out there.
For sure. I mean, it just is just booming. I love it.
Yep. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So why don't we get into the meat and potatoes of what we wanted to talk about today and everything like that. And that is the extra cost to be aware of before buying a home, you know, very good for today. And there's a lot of information we're going to be giving it to you. So if you want this free report, you can call anytime at 833-535-8081. And the extension is 1008. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address or email address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081 and the extension is 1008. So the first thing that comes out is that, you know, when you are purchasing a home is that you do have to have an appraisal if you are getting a loan on it. And if you're not getting a loan, if you're paying cash, you know, usually you've done your homework that you either want an appraisal or you don't. Most people don't that are paying cash because they've established the value on their own. But if you are getting a loan, then the bank does require you to pay for an appraisal. And so they're several hundred dollars. They're coming out now that some of them are actually done by electronically. And so if your value is within a certain range and everything like that, they don't necessarily have a person come out and do the appraisal. But the appraisal fee does not seem to change whether it's a person or not, but it is required.
Yep. And they fluctuate, but it is, like you said, it is something that's required if you are getting a loan for the home. And of course, that's just because, you know, the bank wants to make sure that, you know, the investment is right.
Right.
Since they are the ones giving you the money to purchase the home, they just want to make sure that the value is within, you know, what you're on the contract for.
Absolutely.
Lately, it seems like it's been pretty kind of close to contract price, what the appraisals are coming in, except, I mean, there's been a few that I've had that have come in a little bit low, but that was because the condition of the house was a little bit on the poorer side. But usually a nice, decent house is coming in about the price that it is.
Yeah, so that's all good and everything. Number two is property taxes. And obviously, you know, when you have a home, you have to pay property taxes. And when you're working with a lender, they're going to tell you when you're looking at your monthly payment, and we're always saying that you can get a payment that's less than rent, that, you know, that includes the property taxes.
Yeah,
the property taxes and insurance. But the property taxes are paid in arrears here. So when you're buying something in January, you know, you're going to get a slight, you know, credit from the owner, you know, the previous owner for the time that they own the property in 2020, because that's when you're going to be buying it now. But when you are getting a loan and they're collecting the property taxes from you on a monthly basis, they generally have a few months in advance that they're collecting as well.
Yep.
So that's something that you just need to be aware of, that they're going to do it now. All of these expenses will, you know, be disclosed to you by the lender. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about the extra costs that come into play when you're purchasing a home. And so the first one was the appraisal fee. The second one are the property taxes that are prorated. But then when you're escrowing them, then they're usually collecting a few months of those in advance. The number three one is the survey. And what this does is obviously surveys the property. And some people say, hey, doesn't the old owner have a survey and they can just give it to me? And yeah, they may, but you still have to pay for a survey. So again, when you're getting a loan, then that's something that you need. If you're paying cash, you don't necessarily need a survey. Everybody doesn't necessarily get them. But we had somebody recently that paid cash and then they didn't get a survey at the time that they closed, but then they did want it because they wanted to do something outside, you know, afterwards. And so they needed to have the survey for the HOA and everything like that in order to do it. So a survey is another few hundred dollars that you need to know about as well. On a typical lot, if it's a big lot or something like that, it might be substantially more. But that's something that you need to know about. The next thing is property insurance, which obviously when you're buying a house, you want to have insurance. Oh, I mean, even if you're paying cash, you definitely want to have insurance.
Yeah, it's a big investment. You might as well, I mean, at least put something on it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like if it's a few hundred thousand, you know, you usually can't afford to just have that go up in flames, which is what you have insurance for.
Oh, exactly. And it's pretty inexpensive. I mean, you can shop it like they say, you know, maybe every year you should shop your homeowner, same as you're shopping your car insurance. Sometimes if you bundle it, you know, you can save a few bucks.
Right.
But it's definitely something that I would put on because you never know what could happen. I mean, you know, I mean, we are hurricane capital of the world, but I mean, we hardly ever get them. But like you said, I mean, it's a very big investment. So you might as well put it. And they range. I mean, I think I pay $2,000 a year for homeowners insurance. I mean, you can get them probably depending on the year of the home. I know it fluctuates. But if it's a little bit newer, you'd probably be $1,000, maybe $1,200 or something. Well, even probably less than that.
Yeah, I've seen them for a few hundred with some of the brand new construction and
for
everything.
For sure. So, you know, and then you go up a little bit. I mean, what's $2,000 on a $300,000 house or something like that? You know what I mean? I would rather pay that than be out $300,000, you know?
Absolutely. Yep. So that's definitely something that you want to have. The next thing are legal fees. If you want to do... you know, if you have a lawyer involved, which some people do have a lawyer involved, it's going to check out your paperwork and make sure that everything's okay on it. We definitely have title insurance is another thing that we have there. If you're paying, again, if you're paying cash, generally in this area, the seller is paying the title insurance for you. So they're ensuring that the title is clear and you can see everything that it is. But then if you are getting a loan, then you have to buy title insurance for the lender to make sure that they have that first place in regards to the home so that if something does happen that they're protected on the title and everything as well.
Yeah.
So that's something that that's included. Another thing that we have is mortgage loan insurance fees, and this varies by loan. But most of the time, if you're not putting 20% down, you're going to have some kind of a mortgage loan insurance fee. And so that's not for you, but that's something that's required by the bank with that lower amount down. And with some loans, it goes away when you do get 20% down, and other loans, it stays on the loan for the life of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just determine. But, you know, when we're always talking about the full payment, we're including that in there.
Yep.
But it's something that you need to know that exists.
That's on there, yeah.
Yeah.
And they range, again, you know, depending on the loan amount, $100, $200, $300 a month. It just depends.
Yeah.
But that's something that the loan will go over with you.
Yep.
The lender.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And again, this report is the extra cost to be aware of before buying a home. And it's a lot of information. So if you want us to send you the free report, you can just call anytime to 833-535-8081. And the extension is 1008. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave your address or email address and we'll send it out to you. And again, that's 833-535-8081 and extension 1008. So the next thing is really like an origination fee. Again, if you're getting a loan, that there are fees that are included in the cost that you have that are called a loan origination fee. And so that's going to vary by lender and everything as well. And so the best thing to do when it comes to a lot of these things is that if you get the CD from the lender when you're applying for the loan, and then they can go over all these expenses with you. But you definitely want to make sure that you know all this stuff when you're going into it, because you don't want to end up short when the time is right.
Yeah, definitely. And like she said, I mean, you know, they do like a good faith estimate that they usually do in the beginning that can kind of give you a breakdown. Usually 9 times out of 10, that's a high end that I've ever noticed on it than what you're actually going to get, because by the time you get your rate and things like that, it does vary a little bit. But that's usually a great starting point, or tool to point you in the right direction. So that way you can say, hey, you know what? Okay, this is what I need, or this is what I'm working with, and go from there.
Yeah. And another thing that people sometimes forget about are moving costs.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, we know some people that just think, hey, just getting a couple pizzas and having some friends over is the way that you're going to do it. And then there's a time where the friends say, hey, your stuff is too heavy.
So, or you might not even have friends at this moment, right? Because they've been there, done that with the pizza and beer. So,
So then they're like, hey, you know, it's like, here's the phone number of somebody that can actually do it for you. But there's a lot of moving companies out there and all of that kind of stuff. And a lot of them are hourly. And, you know, so you can figure out, I know pods have become a lot more popular, that kind of thing, as they go on, but they might be a little bit more expensive than you thought and that kind of stuff too. So
yeah, so it's usually
there's a lot of options.
Yeah, especially if you're doing a long move.
Yeah.
Those, you know, but they are, like you said, I mean, you could start loading them up, you know, get it shipped into the destination, but it is a few bucks, but it is something to call and kind of plan.
Then when you purchase your house, maintenance fees, and, you know, condos charge a monthly fee. And if you have a townhouse, they charge a monthly fee. The HOAs charge a monthly fee. That, you know, all of those things are things that you need to consider and to include and everything. And maybe the maintenance is just cutting the grass, you know, or those kinds of things that you need to know, you know, what's going on and everything when it when it's happening as well. Another one, if you are on a well, then you'll want to do water quality and certification of that to know that everything's okay with the water, because most of the times that is something that you're going to be drinking, and you want to make sure that it's good water and everything like that. Then when it comes to local improvements like additions of sewers or sidewalks, sometimes that'll affect your taxes. We don't run into that very often, but it's something that you need to know about. And then the land transfer taxes, which there are stamps, which are a state tax, that are on the deed and that are also on the mortgage.
Yep.
And so that's something that, again, are part of the closing costs. The stamps on the deed are generally paid by the seller, and the stamps on the mortgage are paid by the borrower, unless, of course, you're buying a new build. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
She's one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were going over the extra cost before buying a home. And if you would like that free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1008, and we'll get it off to you. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can just leave us your address or email address, and we'll send it out to you. And again, that's 833-535-8081. And the thing is that we don't want anybody to be caught with unbudgeted financial obligations or anything that comes up in the purchase of your home, we want you to know everything up front. And we just feel like that's a much better, easier way to go about things than having surprises as time goes on.
Exactly. And one thing that we forgot to mention is that, like, sometimes you have your transfer fees and things like that. So like when you go to put your light on, you know, cable, not usually, but you never know. Well, I guess it depends. If you're going maybe with a satellite or something, they might charge like a deposit or something. The water, you know, those are all things, you know, that you might not budget for, but those are things that are going to either pop up on your bill, or they may require like a deposit up front or something like that. So that's always something good, you know, just to keep in mind. Maybe an extra $500 maybe might be good to kind of put aside for that.
Right. And I always feel like when you are moving into a new place, I mean, there's definitely things that you're going to want to do, whether it's paint a wall or whether you know, do something like that. Maybe it's curtains, you know, I mean, there's always going to be personal touches that you want to do. And the best thing to do is to budget for those. And one thing that first time buyers are kind of surprised about, and people that haven't bought a house in a while are surprised about too, is that when you purchase a home, like say you're purchasing it in January, then your first payment is not going to be until March.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do skip that first payment really because you pay the interest up front, you know, at closing,
yep.
You know, for the next month. So they allow you to skip a month. So that really gives you that first month's payment to either save up and have it mm-hmm. or to use for some of those incidentals and that kind of thing that you're going to have coming up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Which when you're renting, you don't ever get a month free. So it's kind of a nice deal when you are doing that when you purchase a home.
Yep, definitely.
Yep. And one of the things that I ran into is that's interesting, too, is that when you are purchasing a home, you are going to have a final walkthrough of the home generally to make sure that everything is in the same condition as when you looked at the home originally
the first time, yep.
And when you had the inspection and all of those kinds of things. And there's some things that buyers get a little bit concerned about that they really don't have to. And the first one is scratches on the floor.
Yeah, that's always a big one. I get that a lot. I mean, sometimes you'll see it, not so much with the tiles, but you'll see it like with the hardwoods and things
like
that.
Yeah, those things, yeah.
Yeah, and or even on like the laminate. That's their always biggest concern, it seems like, are either scratches on the floors or it seems like scratches on the walls are another big thing.
Right.
But again, I mean, sometimes you can use a magic eraser or sometimes, you know, that might be a wall that you might want to paint. You maybe want to do an accent wall or put some wallpaper. Wallpaper's coming back, by the way. It's like all over all the channels. It's crazy. But so it might be something that you just fix up with that or like the floors. I mean, I've seen them that they sell those nice little things like at Home Depot.
Those
that like fillers
like magic
or something.
Markers and stuff. Yeah.
And uh-huh. I mean, I've used that on my dining room tables and things like that. And I mean, you can't even tell. Once you put it on, you let it sit for a little bit, you wipe the excess off. I mean, it just blends in like it's been there its whole time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So there are ways to resolve it that it really isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And the other thing is missing items. And sometimes these need to be addressed. And that comes down to refrigerators and washers and dryers and those kinds of things. And so those things definitely need to be spelled out in the contract. If you're expecting something to go in with the purchase of a home, then you definitely need to have that on the contract. And if you're selling, vice versa too, I mean, you need to say, hey, this is not included or whatever, if you're not intending to include it. And the thing is that, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, you know, I really like that chandelier. Well, my opinion is change the chandelier before you put it on the market.
I mean, unless you're going to include it, because that usually when a buyer comes in and they see it how it is, that's usually how they're expecting it to be delivered to them. Unless, like you said, it's noted somewhere, whether it's on the listing agreement, MLS, something like that, you know, in realtor remarks, whatever it is. You know, that's something that needs to be disclosed because it's happened more often than it should sometimes. I mean, I had it where in the beginning, I remember this lady, she was selling the home. We sold it. She had really nice ceiling fans. She never mentioned once to me about the ceiling fans. And the day of closing, she took all the fans off. And it was a really pricey problem because, you know, the buyer was expecting the ceiling fans. The seller wanted the ceiling fans. So they had to make a meeting in the mines where somebody was paying some money. And so it really didn't work out well. But it was one of those. And I specifically always say that everything that you are including is that staying, you know, and it, and the same thing. And sometimes it even happens with the appliances. You know, they might think, oh, I'm going to take this refrigerator with me and I'll replace it with an appliance. But again, that needs to be noted, because if not, you know, they're expecting that stainless steel double door drawer doohickey, and they might walk in with a white one or something, you know, that looks like it belongs in a college dorm. So
yeah,
just gotta always make it known.
You do have to make it known. And then the other thing that I've seen recently was, what was it? It was something. Oh, geez, I lost my train of thought. I'll think of it again. But, you know, so definitely, you know, if you say that you're going to leave something, leave it. And if you're not going to leave it, then don't leave it.
Yeah, or disclose it.
Yep. So then the other thing that's really nice that most sellers do is that they leave whatever documentation they do have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the appliances or on the home itself or anything like that. And it's just a nice thing for the new buyer to come in and be able to see those things.
Yep.
So obviously some people are savers and some people are pitchers. But, you know, if you do have those things and you can give them to the new buyer, they definitely appreciate them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've seen it a lot of times. You come in and they usually just keep it right there in the kitchen cabinet or I mean, the drawer. And it'll have all the manuals that they have from what they've done in the home. And I think that's great. You know?
Yeah. And then the next thing is vendor lists and neighborhood contact information. Mm-hmm. And so that's another nice touch that gives everybody, you know, just kind of peace of mind of knowing that one, you know, it's just a smooth transition for the people.
Yep.
And you want to leave it with that good taste in your mouth. I mean, for the most part, it's property that you enjoyed and that your family lived there, and you want somebody else to take care of it. So you want to give them that first step in how to make that happen.
Yep.
And that's a really good way to do it, is just leaving, you know, the vendors that you use. I mean, if you have a pool and the pool company that you've been using and everything, or the landscaper, those kinds of things, and people appreciate it because they liked the way that it was done when they moved in there. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to continue with them at least for a while, and many times for many years. You know, but it's just nice in knowing who it was and all of those kinds of things, too.
Yeah, definitely.
The one thing that you do want to do, though, is that you do want to get rid of the dead bugs. I mean, it's like we are in Florida, but, you know, it's like there, it seems like vacant houses attract dead bugs. I mean, the pest control is there, and so that's why the pest control is working and the bugs are sitting there. But sometimes it just kind of freaks people out when they see the dead bugs and stuff like that.
Well, they were once alive, so, you know, they're thinking, oh my gosh, if there's a dead one, there's got to be 50 alive ones running around somewhere. So it makes sense. So usually it's good to just spot, you know, spot check and things like, especially in a vacant home.
Yeah.
You know,
you want to make sure that
should
that
go
stuff
and
gets
check
done.
It. Yep.
Yeah. And then, you know, hidden damage is something that we want to avoid as well. It, you know, basically the bottom line, if you know something's going on in your home, it's much better to disclose it and be happier at that point. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And Danielle is one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about things that you might run into in a walkthrough and everything, going through it. And we were talking about hidden damage. So if there's something that you know, it's just much better to disclose it up front. And, you know, sometimes people have area rugs and stuff like that because they're, you know,
hiding something.
Hiding something, or, you know, it's like you've got a table, you know, put in a specific spot because there's something that you were hiding. And many times it's that you forgot about it, you know, because you just put it there to take care of whatever situation was there.
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment. And then, you know, like 5 years later when you're moving, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot, you know, that happened.
Well, I had one time, it was pretty funny. It was a door, and I think the kid was just hiding it from his parents. But he had put a poster up on the door, and it was because he punched it. you know? And so when you do, when we went to the walkthrough, everything was, not the walkthrough, but the inspection was great, you know, seeing the house was great. And then when we went to do the walkthrough, you know, they obviously moved it and there was a huge punch hole. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, they had to fix it, obviously, but it was just crazy. And it's one of those things, I think probably he'd put it on, probably forgot about it. Maybe obviously the parents didn't know because it didn't even come up. But yeah, it's little things like that. Like you said, I mean, you sometimes you'll put something just to cover up for that moment. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that was there.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a lot of this stuff is not intentional. And that's what you have to realize is that it's just, you know,
out of sight, out of mind sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So and then the next thing is yard condition and maintenance. That definitely, you know, when you're showing your home and the yard, you want to have that in the same condition when you turn it over to the people and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I definitely am big. I think, you know, you should get out and pressure wash it, you know, pull the weeds. You know, if you're a mulcher, add some mulch. If not, I mean, just make it look really nice. And those little bitty things can go a long way. You know, do a bug sweep like we talked earlier, you know, especially right now with the weather. You know, it seems like there's more like bugs by the doors and stuff. And even the summer is the worst. But, you know, just clean that up and, you know, just make it look fresh. You know, I mean, it might take you a day or two to do it, but it's going to go a long way.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, it's like people will move out like maybe a couple, 3 weeks before it actually closes or a month before it closes. And so it's like, again, it's out of sight, out of mind. So you think, oh, you know, I've moved from there. I don't have to go cut the grass. Well, yeah, it really would be good if you go cut the grass.
Exactly.
You know, because, it's hard for some people that move out of state and that kind of stuff. I mean, we've got a situation where we have the people that moved out of state, and so they didn't remember about cutting the grass, and so it was getting a little bit long. And so we just had to remind them and say, hey, you know, it's like you still own the property, so you still have to maintain it and cut it and all of that kind of stuff until you don't. And that's the biggest thing for people is that you just need to know that it's common sense when it really comes down to it.
Yeah.
But you really want to make sure that you know, everything is going the way that you're expecting it to when all that happens.
For sure. And a lot of times, I mean, I don't think they do it intentional or deliberately. It's like you said, sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I mean, it creeps up on you when your closing date comes. I mean, in the beginning, it seems like, you know,
forever.
It's like slow as molasses. You're doing this, you're doing that. And then before you know it, it's like, oh my gosh, tomorrow's my closing day. And you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't done half of the stuff I was supposed to. So it really does creep up on you because it takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days, usually depending on the situation. And yeah, it really just comes up.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is that, you know, most of us do have a lot of stuff.
Oh, and more than you think you got. That's
and
for
more
sure.
And that's what the thing is. Mm-hmm. It's much more than you think you have. And so then when it comes to the time where you have to move out, it's like you don't have time to do that.
Nope.
You can't do it. And that's the unfortunate part of it all is that you're like going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with that? And, you know, it's like I had one of the owners call me the other day and said, well, you know, do you think the new buyer would like this and that and that kind of stuff? And, you know, so we asked them if they did, but unfortunately they don't.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time they
I
just
think it's
want
more they just don't want to move it, right?
It's like, right. You know, it's like you think, oh, do I have to move that? Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with not having it. Maybe the new people would like it. And so let's make it them
but
an
But at least
offer.
They asked because sometimes they'll leave them, you know, with that mindset, oh, I think the new person might like this. Let's say, you know, let's give them, you know, benefit of the doubt. But then it does become a pickle because then they have, if they're not interested, they're moving it, you know, or vice versa, whatever. So a lot of times it's still nice to ask, hey, you know, do you think I could leave this? Do you want it or whatever? I mean, I have it all the time because like you said, you start moving, you start packing, and then you're like, gosh, you know, do I really need this right now? 9 times out of 10, it's no. But then again, if they ask and then they can say yes or no, then you can make the decision as to what you want to do.
Yeah. No, that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So to end out the year here, I think that we've got some great buys that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
And with those great buys, you know, there's always great buys out there, whether you're looking for a multi-unit. We've got a multi-unit property that's coming on the market here in the next week or so. And that's got two properties on it. It's going to be under $200,000, and so it's going to have a great ROI on it and everything. So if that's something that you're interested in, then that's coming up. We've got there's always great deals out there. It's just a matter of finding them. And
yeah,
one of the things that I've been experiencing lately with some people is, you know, I'm working with a buyer and they're looking more in the vacation home area, and we've been putting some offers on some properties that are owned by people that don't live here. Mm-hmm. And they really think their houses are worth a lot more than they are. And
I get that a lot when I'm out showing and they're coming from somewhere else and they're like, wow, I can't believe I can get all this for this price. This would cost me. And it's usually double, like, from where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I get that quite often, like, especially like New Jersey, New York area, Pennsylvania, up in those Georgia. No, Georgia is like, that's where I think I want to end up. I know I always say I want to go to the beach, but man, I was looking at some houses in Georgia, and even Texas are like, wow. But along that coast there, it just seems like you come here and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, and if it's not the price of the home, it's the taxes. That's always the biggest change for people. I mean, I just had a house not too long ago that I sold in Kissimmee. She bought a brand new house. It was like almost a vacation. It was 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, brand spanking new. I think she got it for like $377. She sold her house for like $365 in New York, but her taxes were $14,500 a year. Over here, the taxes are $3,800 or something like that. So, I mean, that's so much more money now, and it's a way bigger house than what she came from. Hers was 1,900, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Now it's 5'3", you know, like 3,800 square feet or something. But it's always that. It's either they're so surprised at the house they're getting or the taxes are just a no-brainer.
Yeah, but I'm dealing with the opposite thing too, where, you know, I've got the buyer and we're looking at some of the resale homes, mm-hmm. and the buyers are kind of out of whack in regards to what their home is worth.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know,
it's a double-edged sword, I think.
It is a double-edged sword.
When you live here, obviously you're thinking that the house is worth $1 million, you know, when maybe it's only worth $2 million. And then you have the people that are coming from where they're from, and it's like the same vice. It's like the same, you know.
Yeah.
So I know exactly where you're going with that.
Yeah. So it's like, so coming to actually the value. And one of the things that, you know, could happen is that we could put it on hire or something like that, but it would have to appraise. So it's going to come down. But
yeah.
Anyway, a lot more to talk about, but no time today. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.